28 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Let's go into our program, the Q&A. We'll start. Welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 3rd of Muharram, 1444. We'll start. Welcome to the Q&A.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Muharram 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, and verses 101 to 104. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Innal ladhina sabaqat lahum minnal husna. Verily those people whose words, whose actions have gone forth for them, by us we will grant them the reward, a magnificent, beautiful, handsome reward, husna, and that is jannatul firdaus, paradise. And when husna is used like that, lilladheena ahsanul husna wa ziyada, Allah will grant them jannatul firdaus and the extra bonus, and that is ru'yate bari ta'ala, to see Almighty Allah's honorable countenance, to see Almighty Allah's nur, radiance, effulgence. Ulaika anha mub'adun. They are the ones who are very, very far away from the hellfire and then Jahannam. So they are successful ones, direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, into paradise. La yasma'una hasisaha. They will not hear the faintest sound of Jahannam, where the people will be sobbing, crying, weeping, shouting, screaming. So nothing they will hear, because for them there is no worry, there is no sorry, there is no anxiety. They are in Jannah and Paradise. They are Duyuful Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah perpetually and eternally. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. For them, whatever their hearts desire, then they will receive it immediately, instantly, and they will stay and live there in Paradise perpetually, eternally. Now all the other mayhem, chaos, anarchy going on, La yahzunuhumul faza'ul akbar. Faza. So when people are in a state of panic, people are in mayhem, chaos. So the biggest panic, mayhem, chaos will not be there, will not cause sadness to them. Allah will protect them. Watatalaqahumul malaika. The angels will come to welcome them and say, come, let us usher you in Jannat and Paradise. Imagine the takreem, the ikram Almighty Allah is going to give to those people who pass away with Iman and Islam, and Allah Jalla Wala is pleased with them, and they in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. This is the day which you are promised. How we have to die. There's no person in the world today who will say he's going to stay forever. Even the atheist will tell you one day he or she has to die. So similarly, that how we have to die, then remember that after that there are consequences. Either the person goes to the hellfire, Jahannam, Allah protect us and save us, or the person passed away on Iman, Islam, then through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he goes to Jannah and Paradise. Now on that day, what will happen? Yawma, the day of justice, the day of judgment. Not wisama'a, we will roll up the skies. What is the meaning of roll up the skies? Because of our puny little brains, we cannot perceive and comprehend all this. Almighty Allah gives us an example. Like how you roll up the scrolls for the books. So you know, many a time we have many pages and so forth, and we just roll them up. So that is our strength and our power. What about the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah? Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles creation. Nothing of creation resembles Almighty Allah. Kama bada'ana. Oh, how we created this universe the first time, we will resurrect everything. But it will be that you will know now who is successful and who will be a failure. Wa'adan alayna, that is a promise we have taken upon ourselves. Inna kunna fa'ilin, surely, definitely, we will fulfill it and accomplish it. Let us take you to some international news, and it is concerning and worrying for every human being on this planet. One side, America and Russia, are fighting a proxy war in Ukraine. We know one side is Russia, and on the other side is America, is Ukraine and NATO, Israel, all of them are on that side there. That's one side of the planet what's happening. Now, Nancy Pelosi is going to go to Taiwan. And remember, once she goes to Taiwan, then the Chinese have said, they definitely will be consequences. And they warned Americans, don't provoke us, don't play with fire. And remember, once she lands foot there, then the Chinese will come into action. There might be some form of military aggression or whatever you want to call it. This is the tactics of the Americans, that they had it too good for too long, and they think they can provoke and get away with all this. Almighty Allah shows them so many times, but their arrogance does not stop. You see now, yesterday, day for yesterday, Kentucky, so many people, more than 30 people dead, and you find floods there in Kentucky. Can they control it and contain it? No. In California, fires raging on. After how many days, then they manage to contain it to a certain extent. But they're arrogant. They will provoke people. So we hope and pray China and Russia unite and take on America. Then you see what happens. Yesterday's breaking news, the politicians in America are telling America, you're giving in so much money to Ukraine, very soon you yourself will be bankrupt. So that is what the reality is. Look at the harami child of America and Britain. That's what we must call them. The haramis. If you don't know what the meaning of haramis, it means a B with a capital B. So the harami child of Britain, Britain is the mother, and remember, America is the father. And the harami child is Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. They masters in stealing these jutlas, you know. They steal the land of the Palestinians. They steal the gardens and orchards and olive trees of the Palestinians. Now they want to steal the water with Lebanon and so forth. You know why? Because they have discovered gas there. They know it doesn't belong to them. And if you read the Haaretz newspaper, they already got the article, I'm paraphrasing it, that the advantage and the favor is in favor of Lebanon. But they will go and poke and provoke, you know. No, it's our land, our water, everything. Masters in stealing. Therefore, they're not a chosen people. They are a cursed people and will be punished till the day of Qiyamah. So chapter 7, verse 167. So you need to understand all these type of issues properly. So one side will be Lebanon, other side in Gaza. They also prepared to take on the Israeli regime. And that's what Israel Israel does not want in before an election, because remember, all hell breaks loose, then remember there will be so much carnage in Tel Aviv and other parts of the rogue regime of Israel. We know Gaza and that will be attacked, but remember that as long as, let me make this point very clear, anybody in the world that takes on Israel, takes on America, we will support them. So that is because of the harm they have done to the Muslims in the past 50, 70 years and more. So we must be very clear on these type of issues. And the last one, you must remember, inshallah, today our tour starts there in Durban. So tonight we will be there in Phoenix, Masjid al-Salam, and that will be 7:15 Isha. Mona Huzaifa Noor Day in Sanford, and today 8:30 to 9, Brother Yasin Khan will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. So inshallah the lectures will start at around 7:35, 7:45 after the qirat and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His deen and for His religion, and make it a means of guidance and hidayah for one and all. Barakallahu fi.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that I am a rivet. Tell me how to write a will and what age to write it, and can it be changed by me before I die, Ustaz?
First and foremost, you must know, my brother, my sister, non-Muslims will not inherit from a Muslim, and vice versa, a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim. On this, there is consensus and ijma, as we say. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yarithul muslimul kafir wal al kafirul muslim. Authentic hadith, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. So I don't know who your heirs are and what have you, but I'll just give you the broad, the details and the guidelines. A Muslim person passes away, first thing will be burial, funeral expenses from your estate. If somebody from your family, friends want to pay, so that's permissible. Second, the debts of the deceased must be paid. So what you owe Tom, Dick and Mary, so all that must be paid immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days, immediately it must be paid. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one, now understand this properly, wasiya, to bequeath. So to bequeath for non-heirs, so maximum amount is 1/3 of the net estate. So you are a Muslim, your name is Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. Your name is Fatima, Zainab, Umm Kulsum, Ruqayya. So remember that you have your parents or your siblings or whoever, and they are non-Muslims. So you can bequeath for them. Inheritance is different, and bequeathing is different. Bequeath is who you want to give to, but they are non-heirs. So, and maximum amount 1/3 of the net estate. So if you want to bequeath for your non-Muslim family, you can do that. There's no problem. 5,000 for him or her, 10,000, so forth. But your estate is over 100,000, over million, and so forth. So that will be acceptable, permissible. And then the last one will be the shares of the heirs. So if you are married and remember your spouse is Muslim, then if your husband passes away and there are children, then the wife will inherit 12.5%. No children, then the wife inherits 25%. If you are the wife and you have your husband with you still living, so remember that you have children or child or children, then your husband inherits 25%. And if there's no children, your husband inherits 50%. And then your parents, if they are Muslim, they will inherit 1/6, 1/6, and the remainder residue will go to your children, Muslim children, and that will be ratio 2:1. So that basically are the rules that you should know. These are the basic rules.
Somebody says, Ya Ustaz, that, hi, my friend Mason wants to go to America. He says it's the land of the free. He said that America will then be called the land of the free Mason. I told him America is bad and being a Freemason is worse. What do you think of that, AK? Ustad?
You must just ask Barbara and our brother Craig, right?
Craig.
They Americans, or one of them is American. They left South Africa. They said too much crime here and too many problems here. So they went to America, not even 1 year, few months only they spent, and they whites on top of it. So remember, they will not be targeted by the police and the army and what have you. You know, if you're a Muslim, then they might have some intelligence and plainclothes police and all that, that they will be profiling you and all these type of things. So all this goes on, we're all aware of this. So now you say you want to, in few months they came back, they say, Viva South Africa. South Africa is lungi, it's alright, you see. Because after robots don't work, you must remember, nobody is there to spy on you. People murder others, women get raped, and the police will come after how many hours and after so many crimes, then they'll give one speech and then finish. And that also the police, they can't even investigate properly. Those 8 women got raped here in Krugersdorp. So the journalists found evidence which the police never found. Now, where in the world you find all these type of things? So you must understand that, but we also want our freedom. So you will never get a free country like South Africa. America, everywhere there's cameras, everywhere there's this. So they, you yourself will be caught up in the trap. So Masons, Freemason, call yourself whatever you want to. If you're asking me, that should you go America, you're wasting your time. Remember that America is history, and very soon it will be the divided states of America, inshallah. Bad move, brother.
Subhanallah. Somebody says, address this to AK, please. My ex-husband of 7 years refuses to accept our divorce and goes on and on and on and on using jadu. And now he goes around wanting to break my new nikah. Please help me, Ustad.
The way we answer the questions as they are posed to us. So remember that you were married, your marriage turned sour, that first husband, let's call him that, he divorced you. After that, you went through your iddat, your waiting period and so forth. Now you are married to your second husband. So now he goes around and says, no, he did not divorce you. Oh, there was jadu and witchcraft and magic and so forth, sorcery done on him. All this is a case of sour grapes. He is just jealous, burning with envy and jealousy. You must just remove him from your memory and from your life. So what should you do? Every day read the manzil. It'll take you 5-10 minutes maximum. And second one, read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, the last 2 chapters of the Noble Quran after every Salat. Read Ayatul Kursi. And every week try and finish Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah and chapter 2, 286 verses. And Allah will protect you, and keep on reading Surah 29, chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsidin. Now, qadr ni'mat ba'da zawal. An ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. I gave you in 2 languages there, in Urdu and I gave you in Arabic. When you have a bounty and then you don't appreciate it, now when the bounty is gone, now you start appreciating it, but too late for tears. Now he's realizing how foolish he could be to divorce you, and now you are leading a good life with your second husband. So it's just a case of jealousy, envy and sour grapes. Brother, back off. Remember that وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. She's gone, she's history. Let her carry on with her geography, and you sit there with your rosary, you know, with your tasbih, your worry beads, and say and make istighfar. Ya Allah, I'm a fool, I'm an idiot, how could I have done this? Please forgive me. So that is what you must do.
Allahu Akbar. What's that, a new listener? It's Brother Wesley. He says, I was a baby AK, then a teenager, then a man, now a grandfather. Soon I will be gone. I haven't done a stitch of good. How do I repent to God? Ustad, Wesley.
My brother Wesley from Leslie. So remember that Leslie is our place here. You must remember in Pumalanga. Now they call it Leandra. So it's a good thing you woke up so early, my brother Wesley. And now you're realizing that you in your 70s, you're a grandfather. Very soon we all will be gone. So Almighty Allah teaches us. Now you, Wesley, Write this down, please, or make a mental note of it. You go to the Quran, you Google it, right? And you write down chapter 39, verse 53. So I'm reading for you. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. My servants, Allah is addressing us, the one and only Supreme Being, the creator of this universe, who went beyond the limits. They committed every crime. They committed kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, and what then what, fornication, adultery, drugs and alcohol and what have you. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. But you have to embrace Islam. You have to show remorse. You have to cry, beg Allah. Ya Allah, O God Almighty, forgive me. You know me better than I know myself. But today I want to repent sincerely, and then you forgive me. And whatever wrong you did to others, you owe this person, that person, all that, you need to settle all those debts. So the doors of repentance are still open, my brother. Do not become disillusioned. You have Muslims, you know where the mosque is. Go to any mosque, go to any Muslim male, and he will help you. Oh, Wesley, you don't have to go to Leslie, Pumalanga, or come to Gauteng. You are in the But just go there, and the brothers will surely help you. And we pray for you that Almighty Allah guide you before death occurs, my brother.
I see Jonathan says, but I don't understand, aka how you say only Muslim will go to heaven. Is God not the judge? Or are you the judge? Jonathan Ustad.
Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the Noble Quran, Jonathan. And you must write it down. Surah chapter 33, verses number 64-65. People who reject the articles of faith, they are called kafirin. They reject the Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. They reject Prophet Muhammad. All like the Jutlas and Jews, they reject, remember Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So for them, Almighty Allah states, chapter 33, verses 63, 64, 65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Allah Ta'ala has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Almighty Allah has prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there forever, condemned eternally, perpetually. La yajiduna waliyyan wala nasira. That they will not receive any protection or any help. No senior council, queen's council, no intercession, nothing. Surah chapter 4, verse 48. You see how many millions and billions of people today are idol worshippers. They ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Chapter 4, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bihi. Verily, Almighty Allah will never forgive those who commit shirk, who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Then you get many people sitting on the fence. Outwardly, they will tell you their name. A Muslim name, but deep down in their heart, there's no belief. It's just lip service. So people who sit on the fence are committing a major, major offense. Inna al-munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. Chapter 4, verse 145. These are the judgments of Almighty Allah, that the hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam, they will be in the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam, the hellfire. So we don't pass the verdict from our whims and fancies and desires. We see what is the verdict of Almighty Allah in His book, in the Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran, and then we just elaborate and explain it to you. So a Muslim must believe only Muslims will enter Jannah. If somebody dies, and a non-Muslim, a priest dies, or a rabbi dies, or whoever dies, and if that so-called Muslim says that that Jew, that Christian, dead Hindu, whatever is going to paradise, he himself is out of the fold of Islam. Then so-called Muslim is out of the fold of Islam because he's rejecting these verses. So we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. And therefore, we say all these memorial services and all are haram and not permissible in Islam.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that my Muslim friend has zakat to pay. Can I give him money to pay his zakat? I also want Muslim rewards. Sir, Ustad.
Remember that a Muslim has to pay zakat. He's got 100,000. He has to pay 2,500. So you as a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Mary, you say to your Muslim friend, okay, you have to pay 2,500. I am giving you a gift of 2,500, 3,000, whatever the amount might be. And he accepts it, then uses that to pay the zakat. So that's fine. There's no problem with that. Yes, you will be rewarded only in this world, but in the year after you will not receive any reward. Yes, you embrace Islam, then you will be rewarded in this world and in the year after.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that I'm just clicking, it says, Mufti Sahab, is there any dua to read to find a job for myself? Mufti Sahab, I feel sorry for the girls these days. They do so much of research of the boys, but they still don't win. Ustad.
Here there are three-part questions, and if you read one verse, really, sincerely, crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah will open up the doors for you. Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam, was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair. His name and Nami, his honorable name, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran for all the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, 136 times. So now he left Egypt. He had to make hijrah. He had to migrate and leave Egypt, and he goes to Midian. He doesn't know anybody there. He needs boarding, he needs lodging, he needs so many things. When he enters there, he sees that there are some people and they all are waiting to collect the water. He cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. Chapter number 28, verse 24, then 25, 26, the story narrative goes on. Chapter 28, verse 24. So this is the dua supplication you must read. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down, I am a pauper, I am a beggar, I need it, Ya Allah. I need a house, I need a spouse, I need food, I need this, I need job, I need everything. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Chapter 28, verse 24. Lo and behold, he had the two sisters there, and then they went home. They told their father, Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salam, this man is so honest, he's so powerful. Why don't you employ him? We need somebody here in the farm and so forth. So father said, go call him. When the lady came, Safura, radiallahu anha, she walked, her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking was filled with haya, shame and modesty. She walked and the gait was bashful. Faja'atu ihdahuma tamshi ala istihya. So you're saying that our sisters, our daughters are making so much research on the husband and so forth, husband to be, boy to get married, and they're not successful. But how much haya, shame, modesty they got? Whole day most of them are busy with the internet, busy with the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So then you don't get the good husband. Quran has made the law. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. The impure woman for the impure man, the immoral man for the immoral woman. Chapter 24, verse 26. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. The pure for the pure. That is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So we all need to do reflection and introspection. And you want to get married, you want to lead a pure and chaste life, read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana habalana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. That Ya Allah grant us our spouses and progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Everything you will only find in Islam. You look at the church, Pope Francis is fed up, he wants to retire. Pope Benedict, they kicked him out. Why? They said this was the official story, that there was too much pedophilia. The priests were busy too much with the boys, and the monks were busy with the nuns. Doing what? Wesley, they were busy with monkey business. So all this goes on, you see. So remember that you will find peace, you will find tranquility, serenity only in Islam. Last question.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I think this brother is upset. He says, good morning to you, sir. A reverted man to Islam is making Muslims more than you ever did. Yet you're taking the credit for his work. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Should you not rather give credit where credit is due? When Mr. Anderson reverts another to Islam, let him read your conversion prayer on air to the reverts, not you. My name is Roger. I don't like your station, Ustad.
So you don't like our station, but you wake up and you listen to it. What you have to say about that, Roger? You know why you're burning? I always mention his name.
Allah.
He himself does not want to do it. He begs us that we must do so. We never ask people to come on air and so forth. So I think you, my brother Roger, you are burning with jealousy. Why so many people are embracing Islam? Alhamdulillah, I made people Muslim in New Zealand. I made people Muslim in various countries and so forth. We don't have to speak about all those things there. So I'm speaking of the white lady and the Maori and all these type of people. So my brother, you have to ask yourself, Roger, why are you really upset? You're really upset because Islam is flourishing and spreading. So therefore, we thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson. Listen to the clip properly. But anyway, you don't like me. I got no problem with that. But you keep on listening to us. What you say, Roger? So that is our deal, right? You don't like me? Accept it. But listen to us, right? And then one day you will be ready. You say, make me Sulman. Make me Muslim. So we will make you Muslim also. And Ibrahim Anderson, you carry on with your great work. You're the great ambassador of Islam. MashaAllah. Okay, today's program, 8:30 to 9, where your brother Yasin Khan with Mohana Zahid, 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage. That will be done telephonically, inshallah. Mohana Arafat will be here. I'll be at the airport, inshallah, Aziz. And 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. Don't forget, tonight our program, our tour starts in Phoenix, and that's in Masjidus Salam, Sanford area, where Mohana Huzaifa Noor is. The Salat, Isha Salat is 7:15, and after that, the program will start, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallahu Fiqh. And now will be the news with Brother Uwais, and thereafter, inshallah, the Fajr Adhan, and then Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu Fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.